brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex, and I've got Paul Joseph Watson on the line with me. We just had a discussion with Alex, also talking about the eugenics, the forced abortions, population control that are being called for, the skyrocketing energy prices, attacks on the family. These are all related, aren't they, Paul?
They're all tied together. It's part of the post-industrial revolution. It's the attack on Western civilization, the attack on biblical Christian beliefs, which for better or worse have provided stability in the West. And now they're trying to overthrow that. And as I said before the break, it's cultural Marxism to the nth degree.
That's right. And we're talking about briefly, I mentioned Plato's Republic. He wanted to make sure that in his ideal republic, where you're going to have this benevolent dictator, presumably, he wanted to make sure that there was no family structure. So he promoted sexual promiscuity so that nobody would know who their mother and father were. And the children would be raised by the state, and the children would be loyal to the state, not to a family, not to a mother and father. And that's the same type of program that we see actually put into the government schools. That was in the writing of Thomas Dewey and Horace Mann, many of the founders of government education in America. They were not happy with the way families were raising their children. They didn't want them to have these religious values or whatever. They wanted to move them into a socialist control where the government told them what to think, what to do, shaped everything for them. The old adage, give me a child by the time they're, you know, up to the age of three, they're mine for life, that type of thing.
It's similar, isn't it, to both the Communist Manifesto and that document which they called the 45 Declared Goals of Communism. That was all about weakening the family, and also a lot of the cultural aspects that they introduced from the 60s onwards were about that, including specifically modern art, which it later turned out was funded from the 50s, Jackson Pollock and all that crowd, by the CIA itself. To make art non-political. So through a variety of different cultural ways, they tried to weaken the fundamental base of Western civilization, and they're aggressively doing it to this day.
That's right. Let's move on to another article that you've got up. DHS publicly denies preparation for riots and civil unrest. Now, you've been at the forefront of showing us what the DHS is really preparing for, what Homeland Security is doing, buying massive amounts of ammunition. You went to the FedBiz.ops site. You showed the actual documents where they're ordering this stuff, and there was a lot of pushback on it. It took a very long time, but finally everybody started to realize this is real.
Exactly, and then the DHS came out a couple of days ago to the International Business Times and said, basically, these reports are false. They're not preparing for riots. Their direct quote was, this routine acquisition planning is not in response to or anticipation of any potential situation. But in their own solicitation documents, they said precisely the opposite.
These preparations are not routine in any way, shape, or form. I mean, just the ammunition that they're buying is enough, as people pointed out, to fight the Iraq War at its peak for 20 years.
And the armed guards, $80 million in armed guards in New York, they said, I didn't say it, InfoWars didn't say it, the DHS said it was for, quote, public demonstrations and civil disturbances. Mm-hmm. Those were their words, not mine. And then with the pepper spray projectiles, they said, these are just for training purposes. They bought 117,000 training projectiles. They also purchased 120,000 live projectiles. So they're not just for training purposes. And again, when they bought riot gear back in June, the DHS itself admitted that they were for, quote, riot control situations. So they're admitting it's for riot control. Then publicly, months later, they come out and say, oh, it's just routine. It's no specific situation. Again, they're lying. It says in their own documents that they are for riot control.
Yeah, they were telling us that's what hollow point bullets were for. And then we go in and cherry pick the very smallest purchases and say there's nothing to worry about. Paul, it was great talking to you.
Good to be on, David.
Thanks. And we're going to be right back with Anthony Gucciardi right after the break. And we've got some other interesting things to talk about with eugenics. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
My My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary, it's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. We were just talking to Paul Joseph Watson about calls for Malthusian population control and the applause that celebrities get when they call for that. And before that, I talked about a doctor that we've got here in Houston that is, they're trying to get an investigation. He's not being investigated. I wish I could say that he was, but there's no evidence that the Houston authorities are actually conducting an investigation. But he's been accused by workers in his clinic of killing babies that were born alive, twisting the heads off of newborn babies. And so far as we can tell, there's no investigation going in Houston about that. But that's kind of the topic that we've been on. We've been talking about that, population control. And now we've got Anthony Gucciardi from StoryLeak joining us here. And he's got an interesting take on this whole eugenicist thing from Reddick. Tell us about that.
Yeah, exactly. So just going into this, even some of the most hardened listeners right now, they might know eugenics by definition means selective breeding. But throughout history, its implementation has always been to take certain races, certain individuals they deemed unfit to breed, and sterilize them or kill them off.
Mm-hmm.
And that even happened in the United States from about 1929 to 1974. Admittedly, in the open, they would go in and break down your door and forcibly sterilize you. I mean, that's from the Associated Press. We're talking about 60,000 people that were forcibly sterilized, mainly black women. And it is actually inherently real racism. It's not phony racism like the media uses.
It's not like this voter ID thing. I mean, you're not asking for somebody. You're not saying that we want to see your photo ID before so we can verify your identity and vote. You're actually saying we're going to stop you from reproducing because of who you are.
No, this is kick down your door and inject you and sterilize you, and you are unfit to breed. You are not a human being with any rights, going directly against the Constitution. Mm-hmm. But the reason I get into this specifically is, yes, we did have that history where 60,000 in the United States just after World War II were sterilized, in many cases with North Carolina specifically, where they awarded the families a mere $50,000 and said, we're sorry that we sterilized individuals in your family and kicked down their door and beat them and everything like that, sometimes killed them. That was their severance package.
I guess they figured that was a benefit because they one of the tactics that abortionists will use is to tell a woman who's considering an abortion, look at how much this child is going to cost you of your life. You can't afford this. So I guess if they look at this and say, well, you know, we saved you all this money that you're going to have to feed this child and put them through college. So we saved you all that money. So here's your $50,000.
It's trendy now not to have children. It's trendy now to say abortions are good up to age five. But we're specifically going to get into this amazing revelation here that, surprisingly, apparently, a large percentage of people actually support eugenics in modern day. We're talking about forced sterilization of 13-year-olds. We're talking about saying that Hitler ruined eugenics for the rest of us.
Yeah.
We're talking about saying eugenics is good because it makes people more handsome. We shouldn't let certain people breed. We shouldn't let individuals who are susceptible to committing crimes breed. And this is on Reddit. And I'm not against Reddit. I think it's actually a good hub for, you know, internet freedom. It's a good hub for alternative news. But it's a collective group of individuals. Reddit is essentially a social community, for those who are not aware. It's essentially an adaptation, let's say, of Facebook. It's a message board where you post articles and you can comment on them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, a medley of individuals. But we've found that when you're using an anonymous username, individuals will actually come out and support Hitler and will support eugenics.
Well, that's a good point.
And programming is so strong on that. But first, before we even get into that in this segment, I wanted to talk specifically about historically leading up to this, how it's already been going on.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we see the U.S. government program that secretly injected citizens with plutonium just to see how it would affect them and how it would affect different races of people. So specifically, I don't know if you're even aware of this, David, they called it one of the most appalling acts by the United States government, even the mainstream media. They went around in 1945 and secretly injected a 53-year-old man with 4.7 micrograms of plutonium. Mm. And just to see what happened, they did it with a bunch of others. This is specifically one individual. His name was Eb Cade. And what happened was he was blasted with extreme amounts of plutonium, and they cut out a piece of his bone without, you know, any drugs or anything. For sampling, they pulled 15 of his teeth in order to test the effects of the plutonium, and the torture was so bad that he escaped the hospital in the middle of the night and ran away and from the prolonged torture where they just cutting him open, just ripping things out of his body to test to see the plutonium effects and say, hey, how did it affect this man? You know, how did it affect this woman? Over and over again, he escaped, and then he eventually died.
I'm not surprised.
That is what's going on. And that was funded by the government. They told the doctors, hey, just don't tell anyone about it. We'll give you a major severance package. Just do this to everyone. And they would have people coming in with broken arms saying, hey, you know, my arm is broken. Or a pregnant woman saying, hey, you know, I'm not feeling too good. Oh, yeah, we've got something for that. And they inject you with plutonium just to see what would happen.
Well, you know, Anthony, it was about a year ago that the story broke that in North Carolina, right, where I had moved from, the EPA was grabbing people for they were trying to make a case for stronger regulations of particulate matter, and they were putting out ads for people specifically looking for people who had asthma or other breathing irregularities, and they were hooking them up to machines that were feeding them diesel fumes directly and experimenting on them. And a lawsuit was filed, and the government said, we're the government. We don't have to really follow those rules. They, you know, they got away with it. They didn't, you know, they didn't stop it. They continued doing it. And so that's still going on to this very day.
No, it always happens. And then, like, decades later, a figure in the United States will apologize for it. Like, Obama will say, sorry, we secretly injected you with STDs just to see what would happen. And the reason we're talking about this is all of this ties into eugenics.
Mm-hmm.
And let's give it a new term. Neo-eugenics is the new idea here. That is old school Hitlerian style eugenics where it's out in the open. going in and forcibly sterilizing people. We're going to get into what these people are saying in the comments with 3,000 upvotes about Hitler just ruined eugenics for the rest of us, how eugenics isn't even bad. It's just been given a bad name. And hey, Tesla supported it. Tesla did actually support it. But let's get into this. So the posts that we're speaking of right now, and I only have the printouts. I will have a report about this on StoryLeak and InfoWars.com. It's talking about, today I learned that Nikola Tesla was in favor of sterilizing criminals and mentally unstable, and believed that by 2100, the year 2100, no one who is not a desirable parent should be permitted to produce progeny. Now, there's a bunch of different comments here with major upvotes, specifically 2,000, 3,000, you know, top comments, top upvotes. And this is a website that gets millions of users a day. And again, I'm not against the site overall. It's just this thread of comments is amazing to me. This guy says he's the number, I believe he's the number three comment on there, the majorly upvoted. He says, Hitler ruined eugenics for the rest of us. It has 2,325 upvotes. That's mean 2,325 people agree with it. And that's not even counting the downvotes.
The amazing thing is that because Tesla was for it, or because Hitler was for it, I mean, you look at this and you evaluate it on its own moral grounds. You know, it doesn't. Tesla did electricity. He wasn't a moral ethicist. And so just because he supported this doesn't make it right. But that's the way people think. They look at people that they like or people that they don't like, and that's what's their comment there.
It's
like,
you know, programming. You're 100% right. Look at the drama series where they admit that they were given money to support Obamacare and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Anything people see on TV, they try to be that.
Yeah.
Because that is their only embodiment of social interaction sometimes.
And they sell personalities. That's the way Obama got in, because most people liked him. He had no history. Nobody knew what he was really, where he was coming from. Well, he did have some history in Chicago, and he knew that he was the most supportive of abortions of anybody that had ever been in office. He supported late-term abortions very strongly. We knew a few other things about him. For the most part, he was a blank slate. And even the people who voted for him said they were very disappointed that they thought he was going to be like X. He turned out to be like Y. But they were voting for a personality. And that's what people are doing here. They're like you said, they're attaching themselves to a personality. You know, Hitler was bad and he gave a stigma to this. Tesla was good. So let's talk about Tesla liking eugenics so we can make eugenics popular now.
Well, that's why Bill Gates says, you know, we need to vaccinate more people so that we can reduce the population. People like that are propped up on a pedestal and act like they're genius, so we need to listen to them. But at a deeper level, it's this weird, ironic, disturbing racism that is actually proliferating this entire progressive concept, or this entire neo-eugenics concept, that, yes, certain people are unfit to breathe. The elderly are a waste of space. You know, we actually should have death panels. Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, they'll say, you know, all white people are bad because George Zimmerman, who isn't even white, you know, defended himself against a black man. Mm-hmm. And it's this weird, distorted, nefarious race baiting, when we're looking at comments now from individuals that would no question identify as progressives or liberals or whatever. And it doesn't even matter. It's all phony system. I know that. But look at this comment. This guy, he has 194 upvotes and he is being supported. He says, honestly, if they could make it 100% reversible, all males should be sterilized before they turn 13. No more oopsies. It will have to be consensual to have children. And he goes on and says, hey, you know, there are women who poke holes in condoms to impregnate others and, you know, stuff like that. We need to end this right now. And he goes on to say he had a child on accident and it was not on purpose and a mistake. And he said, you can be upset at me for saying this, but I told my son he was an accident and I would like to prevent future people from having kids who aren't fit to breed. And then others go in and they say, well, hey, did you hear about this new male birth control procedure? It's 100% effective in the last 10 years. And the response is, just telling my roommates about this, possibly the best invention ever, permanent sterilization. And then they say, well, hey, it's worth it. You know, a needle to the genitals is a lot less painful than letting go of your future plans because you had a child come into the picture.
Wow.
Children are now evil.
Yeah.
I mean, people actually think that everyone should be forcibly sterilized before they turn 13. I mean, maybe they're going to get that with Gardasil anyway, though. In California, you don't need parental permission to go in and inject girls and soon enough boys with Gardasil.
That's really scary. And you know, people like this are the ones who are very easily brought into being, thinking that they're going to be part of the elite who are going to be fine. You know, if we're going to take out the entire population with some kind of mouse pox, that's okay. I'm going to be one of the guys that's going to survive. I'm going to cooperate with the system. That kind of rampant elitism, divorced from any morality, divorced from any sensitivity to anybody, is really, really frightening. We're going to be back, talk a little bit more about this with Anthony Gucciardi. Stay tuned.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we are proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of style and sizes for any occasion. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets. Use promo code Liberty to receive a 15% discount at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Show. I'm David Knight, and I'm joined in studio here with Anthony Gucciardi of StoryLink, and we were just talking about our did Hitler give eugenics a bad name? There's a lot of people out there now that are still talking about population control. As Anthony pointed out, we've got a long history in this country of experimentation on people. And we just had that a year ago with the EPA in North Carolina conducting experiments, having people directly breathe diesel gas. But it's far worse than that, as Anthony pointed out. We got people who were injected with plutonium and other horrendous things. We've got a clip here from Bill Gates talking about death panels and health care. Let's take a look at what the elitists really think. And before we do that, let me give out our phone number, 800-259-9231. If you agree with this elitism, with this eugenics, give us a call. If you want to make the case that you think that Hitler gave eugenics a bad name, you think that we really ought to control the population, you think we really ought to be selective about who's allowed to have children, if you think that the population is too great and we need to have forced population control, forced abortions, give us a call at 800-259-9231. We only want people who disagree with us on this. Let's take a look at that, what Bill Gates thinks about this.
That's a trade-off society is making because of very, very high medical costs and a lack of willingness to say, you know, is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion. So you... Of course,
well, that's an interesting thing you just said, which is just the last 3 months in life for one person or something, because we haven't had a discussion of how to allocate that money. I mean,
there you go. I mean, if Bill Gates is for it and Tesla is for it, I mean, how can we disagree with people of that stature?
Notice how calm they are. Oh, that's an interesting idea that we should kill off people that we are deeming less worthy than ourselves. It's the whole notion here. And the reason we're highlighting this is that this isn't just a historical fact that 60,000 were forcibly sterilized. This isn't just a historical fact that the government admittedly, documents show, and they're now apologizing for it, injected people with STDs, injected people with plutonium just to see what would happen. That is actually real racism. That is actually real population control, Hitlerian style. Mm-hmm. And then we're looking at these comments here, and there's a few more off of Reddit, which again is just a community website. Reddit itself is not saying this. Just it's equivalent to Facebook. People on Facebook saying this, but there's thousands of them. There's millions of users on this website saying, upvoting these different comments. They're saying, for example, it's not that the morals were different back then. It's that science was. If sterilizing the mentally ill would actually work to prevent crime, I'd be all for it. Though it'd be something of a sacrifice, obviously. That's another comment. The problem is that it wouldn't work, so it would be a cruel-seeming and pointless sacrifice, so I do oppose it. And then he goes on to say, but, you know, if it did work, if we could identify pre-crime, then we should sterilize them because they're criminals. So what does pre-crime mean, though?
Well, maybe we could tell, you know, by the number of bumps on their head. You know, remember phrenology where they would identify people as criminals by their facial features? I mean, that was essentially kind of feeding in a way to this whole racism thing. You look a certain way, you act a certain way. You know, we can take out one of the things about Bill Gates' comment there that strikes me is the fact that he's going to make these decisions for us. And that all comes along with the government controlling our health care. Again, you know, he's sitting there thinking, well, you know, what should our trade-offs be? Should we allow this older person to have health care, or should we pay 10 teachers? In other words, they're making these decisions for us. It's kind of a mixture of paternalism and elitism, but it's really got a eugenics base to it.
Yeah, because they're not even just saying, should we give them health care? They're saying, we're just going to let them die. Mm-hmm. We're not going to perform the surgery that we should. We're going to kill them, even if they don't have money, even if they have money. But we're talking about, we're not just talking about, hey, this group says, you know, that maybe they shouldn't breed. We're talking about going into ghettos, they would, and just sterilize people and just knock their doors down. I mean, that is forcible action. And what's amazing to me while we're highlighting it is that there's this neo-eugenics is a term that we're making up right now to describe this. They're going in and saying, all across the board here, that it's actually a good idea. And then we ask, what does pre-crime even mean? How do you determine that? Well, someone, a conspiracy theorist, is now, according to the Bible of psychiatric medicine, a mental illness.
Oh, yeah. So, criticizing the government.
Well, hey.
Because if you criticize the government, you may actually be a criminal. You may actually get upset and start shooting people or do something about it violent.
Yeah, I mean, the TSA shooter, they say that anyone who's ever criticized the TSA is responsible for that. Anyone. So basically 99% of Americans are now evil and insane. So they should be sterilized. I mean, that's how that works.
Absolutely amazing. want to take your calls. That number is 800-259-9231. Give us a call if you disagree with us. If you think that there should be some control over the population, if you think that the people that you don't like should be taken out, let us know. We want to hear if you disagree with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex, and I'm joined here in studio with Anthony Gucciardi from StoryLeak. And we were just talking about these Reddit comments people are making anonymously, talking about how they agree with eugenicism. And we've got the phones open for people who agree with that as well. We want to hear what they have to say. And actually, the phone lines are lighting up with people who agree with eugenics. Let's go to the very first one, James in New York. James, are you there?
How you doing?
Hey, do you think that Hitler gave eugenics a bad name?
I can't really speak on Hitler, but, you know, I just want to bring a different perspective to the conversation, especially about abortion. I really do believe people should have the right to have the ability to have an abortion, you know, when, especially in these urban neighborhoods. You know, every time you turn around, when I just got out of high school, every time you turn around, you see a 16-year-old girl pregnant, a 17-year-old girl pregnant, and you don't know, for many different reasons, for a lack of family support, environment, mistakes. And when children are born into that environment, it's just not fair to the child.
Well, what do you think about North Carolina? They went into the ghettos and they forcibly sterilized specifically black women, and they said they were unfit to breed. Do you think that's a good idea?
No, that's not. I'm not saying that. But I do believe people should have the right to have an abortion, especially when you know that the child that you're going to be bringing into the situation, you know, it's not going to be, the situation is not going to be right for the child.
Well, you know, James, what about adoption? You know, I've got two adopted children. I know a lot of people who want to adopt children, and it's not very easy. As a matter of fact, in North Carolina, we were forbidden, at the time we were looking to adopt, we were forbidden from adopting multiracial children. I know some friends now who have been able to do that. They adopted a sibling group. They're a white couple, and they adopted some black siblings. What about adoption? Isn't that an option for the children instead of killing them?
Adoption is an option, but then with adoption, you don't know who is going to end up with the kid. You got all this pedophilia going around. You don't know who's going to end up with your kid.
You don't know.
Of course, you have people. I mean, you have people who come out of adoption situations, jobs, who either.
No, sorry, your call's...
It's cutting up, but yeah. I think James agrees with abortion, which I think is part of eugenics, but I don't think he overall agrees with the whole concept of forced sterilizations and selective breeding.
Yeah, but, you know, abortion came out of eugenicist philosophy. And Margaret Sanger was very clear that she started abortion. It was targeted towards black families, and we've got a great documentary here, MAFA 21.
Ask James something. James, mm-hmm. Are you black?
Yes, I am.
Do you not think there's a direct assault on black people in regards to abortion? I mean, what is it, 40 million babies predominantly black killed? I mean, do you think it's a good idea, though? You're saying it's actually a good idea to go in.
It's a lot of direct assaults against black people. We go for days about that, you know. But
so why do you support abortions? I mean, if anything, it is a bunch of rich white men going in and saying we need to kill black babies. I mean, how are you supporting that?
Why? That's how Planned Parenthood started.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, Margaret Sanger, I believe, mm-hmm. was extremely racist. I mean, they would use the most racist terms I've ever heard in my life. And it amazes me that it's some issue of women's rights now. It's some issue of is you're racist if you're against abortion when they're targeting predominantly black babies and black families.
As a matter of fact, there's a whole documentary that we sell here at InfoWars called MAFA 21.
Yeah.
That was done by Mark Crutcher, the guy who discovered this abortionist in Houston who's killing live babies. It focuses entirely on the war against the black community as being the source of the abortion industry.
James, why have you let them break you down? Why do you not think they're capable of having a child? You're telling me that you believe that it's good that these black girls get abortions because they're not fit to have a child at age 16. Why aren't we talking about abortions in upscale rich yacht communities? I mean, what's the difference? You're letting them win. You're letting them break you down, man. You have the power to take care of a family. You have all that power. You don't need the government to come in and run your life and kill your babies. Is it not an attack on you?
You have to come into the urban neighborhood. How about you? Do your life over, and see being born into that environment.
Well, that's this whole idea that children are bad. Children are not bad. Children are a gift.
Not at all. But if the mother is 16 years old, barely has an education, I think she should have a chance. Because everybody makes mistakes. She should definitely have a chance to, you know.
Well, if you make that argument,
it's a lot of girls who are 16 and, you know, they raise their children and it comes out, you know, a good situation. But I know, I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I see it.
I understand where you come from, James. We need to move on to another caller, but I just want to say this one thing.
Attack on the culture, period. There's an attack on the culture. This is a symptom. This is not the ultimate, you know, issue here. The symptom is the ghettos are by design implemented. The economy is by design collapsed, and there is an attack majorly on the black culture. period. And that's what's spawning all of this to the point now where there, you know, people are in horrible situations that I actually know personally and are saying, well, we need an abortion because we can't support the child. This is a response. This is not, now the debate is, should we get an abortion? It should be. Why is this even happening? Why is the culture being destroyed? We need to reclaim it.
It's also a slippery slope of saying that quality of life is the determining factor as to whether or not somebody should even have life.
And then what's a good quality of life?
Exactly. If we have somebody who has some kind of a physical challenge, do we then kill them because they don't really have as good a life as I would have? Let's say that they're in a wheelchair. Let's go to Dennis in Texas. Dennis, what do you think about this? Do you think we ought to sterilize 13-year-olds or something like that?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I've seen so many 13-year-olds having, like, so many kids, and the parents allowing that and making it available to be okay, and you need to weigh that out, okay? Now, if you lived in my community, you'd be so disgusted. You know, I live in a rural community, okay? And mm-hmm. You would not believe what I see that's a heartache every day. Now, I'm not saying, like, hey, you know, let's kill them because they're retarded or they're mentally deficient. Let's make their lives extremely comfortable. Let's make them okay to live within their means. But fix them.
And you fix them by sterilizing them and taking away their right to produce and actually live and have a family. And who? I mean, what, are you for the just across the board sterilization of 13-year-olds without their permission?
If they got a problem that means that they're not going to be socially adept into the ability to live a normal life.
What does that mean, though?
Yeah, who makes that determination, though? And once we set up some standards, what keeps those standards from sliding?
Well, let's look at this. Now, I saw this one little ad in some CNN thing where there's this, like, lady in England, and she decides that she's going to marry some autistic guy. And she was looking forward to having children.
Dennis, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been depressed?
Crazy?
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been depressed in your life?
No, I don't get depressed because I'm...
You've never felt sad. You've never felt sad before and down, just kind of depressed?
No, I'm too busy.
Dennis, have you ever questioned the government?
Always, 24/7.
Dennis, you are a psychiatric patient. You are mentally ill. You are unfit to breed. I mean, going by this logic, the DSM, listen, the fifth iteration of the DSM, the Bible of psychiatric medicine, says if you're questioning the government constantly, you are mentally ill. So, Dennis, you are actually mentally ill.
Oppositional defiant disorder.
What we need to do is if you're mentally ill, then you're unfit to breed because your children then could become mentally ill. I mean, genealogically, if you're questioning the government, it's very possible your children could question the government. Therefore, you are unfit to breed, Dennis. It doesn't matter about any of your other qualities. You are mentally ill. So do you understand now how this works? You are mentally ill and you are unfit to breed.
You're putting it on the upside down because what you're trying to do to me is you're trying to make me take away from the reality of the situation to look at to where...
Well, no, the reality of the situation is that the psychiatric Bible says those who question the government are mentally ill. And you're in the same paradigm as someone who might have autism or someone who might actually be suicidal or have schizophrenia. It's all the same distinction of mental illness. If you are depressed, you are mentally ill. If you have thoughts of aggression, which pharmaceutical drugs give you, you are mentally ill. And then you'll be given pharmaceutical drugs, which give you more psychiatric symptoms, which make you further mentally ill. Therefore, 1 in 10 people now are having mainline mental illness. 50% of people in their lifetime will be taking drugs for that and are mentally, or will be perceived as mentally ill. And as every iteration of the DSM comes out, more and more people are considered crazy and mentally ill. So when we go and we say that these people mentally aren't fit to breed, 99% of everyone that's saying that can also be classified as unfit to breed. Do you see how that works? So when you start pushing the precedent, maybe we should sterilize these certain types of people. Anyone that's saying that, chances are, unless you're one of the 500 elite that are exempt from this, you're going to be sterilized as well. It doesn't matter. It's all the same class. And that's how Obamacare works as well. The whole system, the idea that these people that think you're crazy and want to kill you are going to give you health care for free and going to give you a system that enhances your health is a massive joke. But before you go, before we go, because we've got to move on, we somehow have so many people to support eugenics. Did Hitler give eugenics a bad name?
No, he didn't. Not at all. No, he did.
Okay. Thank you very much. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right.
All right, let's move on to the next one, then.
Yeah. Let's go to Andrew in Massachusetts. Andrew, are you there? Okay. Okay, let's go to Howie in Pennsylvania.
Hello.
Hey, Howie, what do you think about that? Did Hitler give eugenics a bad name?
Well, that's kind of a trick question, but I'm just going to skip over that and say I do think that sterilization should be implemented because, you know, anything can be good. It depends who's in charge of it. I think that we should be in charge of it and say that anybody that wrote a white paper about sterilizing people en masse, they should be sterilized.
Well, you know what, Howie? You're right. You're funny because I knew we would get at least... Because here's the reality. I mean, any sane individual, like actually real, awake individual, agrees that eugenics is a bad idea. I mean, across the board. I mean, agrees that, yeah, Hitler was not right. But apparently a small section of people actually do think, as we've seen from these comments, I mean, thousands of people upvoting it, saying, yeah, Hitler gave eugenics a bad name, we should sterilize all 13-year-olds. But, I mean, the reality is anyone saying that should sterilize themselves. I mean, isn't that right, Howie? You think anyone saying that we should sterilize people and have abortions up to age 5, well, they should just do it themselves then. They should just kill themselves, huh?
Right, yeah, exactly. You first, buddy.
Yeah, that's all right. Exactly right. Well, let's
all right, thanks,
Howie.
Howie,
for some realism here, but let's talk to someone else who believes that Hitler is right.
Let's talk to Don in Connecticut. Now, Don, you said that you think because of the welfare state that we should have eugenics?
Well, they go together.
They go together?
Well, you're going to have half the people in this country on welfare. Then what else are we going to do?
How about we abort the welfare state?
Well, I consider abortion to be justifiable homicide. I am pro-choice, definitely. But I do not believe in eugenics, no. It should be the individual who decides.
Justifiable.
But, wait, yeah, let's probe that a little bit.
Homicide. So if I were to go up to a pregnant woman and stab her in the stomach and kill her baby, should I go to jail?
It's going to end up happening if people don't get the connection. If they don't get the connection between this unlimited welfare state, We have limited resources, and you all of a sudden you're going to let everybody who wants my money have it for whatever reason.
So you think we should just kill everyone on welfare?
But because they go together, and people need to connect that. They need to understand that if you're going to have a state that, you know, you get to claim my money.
So we should just kill everyone who's on welfare. Listen, if Hitler said kill everyone on welfare, do you think that's a good idea?
So much money.
Now, explain to us why you would say that's homicide, but it's justifiable homicide. And do you put any limits on that as far as what age?
Yeah, it is. It is murder. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm pro-choice, and I will admit, it's murder, but it's justifiable homicide. It's my choice.
What about the choice of the child that you're committing homicide on? What age would you take that to? Would you stop that at 3 months or 3 years? Or at what point should we have justifiable homicide of children?
You know, every case is different.
Oh, wow.
There's all sorts of reasons why a woman might get an abortion too late, but it does. I mean, it should skeeve you out, definitely, because it's homicide. It should bother you. It shouldn't be the way it is now, people, you know, using it for birth control.
Well, I certainly agree with that.
I should give people a heads up. I took somebody to Planned Parenthood for an abortion who swear that they did not mess up. They took their birth control pills. And I'm sitting there in the waiting room with probably 14 other women who also swear that they took their birth control pills. Somebody needs to investigate Planned Parenthood because that's the very source of the birth control pills these women had.
Well, let me ask you, since you say that you're okay with homicide, I mean, are you okay with what this Houston doctor is accused of, where the children are born alive and he twists the head off of the child, you're okay with that?
That's so disgusting. It's ridiculous.
So you find...
I imagine that guy, that manifestation of sadism that's being, you know, public like that.
So only some killing of babies is justifiable homicide, but other kind of killing of children is not that good, right?
No.
Okay. Whatever doesn't emotionally hurt you as bad, that's okay. But if it emotionally hurts you, then that's not justifiable. So law should basically be written based on the emotions of its citizenry. And that, you know, that offends me that baby was killed in that circumstance. But, you know, backyard McDonald's abortions that are now legal, you know, that's okay. Those are fine. So, well, thank you. We appreciate your call. We want to get to more people who are into eugenics, but the basic idea that it's justifiable in some cases and not so much in the other ones, it's just complete nonsense based on absolutely no foundation of anything. And that's what happens when you go away from reality, you go away from the Constitution, you go away from principles that we followed for hundreds, if not thousands of years, and you take it and you say, well, I feel this way about one thing and my emotions are over here on another one. It gets completely tossed up.
Well, they're not really different, separate areas either.
No,
they overlap into each other because Margaret Sanger, who started abortion, talked about quality of life issues. She was also a eugenicist. She was a eugenicist. So abortion, eugenics, they all overlap with each other, and they reinforce each other. Exactly. Obamacare is the way that it's going to happen, just as we saw Bill Gates talking about that. We're going to be right back, and we're going to be talking to Bill Still about the Federal Reserve.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
Yeah!
Chris Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to change gears radically here. We're going to go from talking about justifiable homicide, as this lady put a called abortions. I think we've got a lot of callers who are going to hold on the line to talk to us about this after we talk to Bill Still. But he's been very patiently waiting to talk to us about his film about the Federal Reserve. This is the 100th anniversary of the thing we call the Federal Reserve. And he has a wonderful documentary about that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Jekyll Island. And I've seen this documentary. I'm very anxious to talk to Bill about what he thinks the future holds and if there's any way to rein in the Federal Reserve. But we're going to talk about the effects that it's had and the history of the Federal Reserve. Bill Still has many films that you may have seen. He has The Secret of Oz. He is a former newspaper editor and publisher. He's written for USA Today, The Saturday Evening Post, LA Times, and Omni Magazine. Bill, are you there? Hello? Have we got Bill on the line?
Hey. I can hear you.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I just saw your film, Jekyll Island, and it's really timely with the 100th anniversary of the Federal Reserve. I think it's really, really an amazing story that people need to see. They need to understand the history of how we got this. They need to understand the implications of this. As you pointed out, there's a couple of things that have really ruined country after country throughout history. That's a fractional reserve lending system and the debt that they impose on sovereign nations.
Yeah, really. The two major problems with the world economy and the economy of every nation are, number one, government borrowing, and number two, fractional reserve lending. They are two distinct forces. But the first problem that I would try to go fix is we don't need to just pay down the national debt. We need to eliminate the ability of the federal government to borrow. Because the borrower, as the Bible says in Proverbs, the borrower becomes servant to the lender. And so therefore you have, instead of a republic or a democratic republic or a constitutional republic, you have nothing but a plutocracy that is ruled by the banking class. And this is what humanity has tried to escape for the last 2,000 years. And we're rapidly devolving now, back in the last 50 years, towards less freedom, towards more centralized control. And I'm not just talking about centralized control of government. I'm talking about centralized control by the debt-based banking system.
That's right.
And The reason most of us think that government is no longer responsive to we the people is because they are now completely responsive and subservient to those to whom they owe this debt, namely the largest commercial banks.
It's amazing in your film, Jekyll Island, you go back in quite a ways into history, especially back to Napoleonic times, the Louisiana Purchase, and how the Rothschild family got in control of major countries in Europe. But then you take it forward to when the Federal Reserve was created. It's kind of interesting, this secret train ride on Senator Aldrich's private Pullman car that's black. I like the way the documentary starts out with that. This is something that was set up to stop the rapid, what they call the business cycle, the boom and bust cycles. And yet the Federal Reserve hasn't really worked out too well in terms of that, has it?
No, it hasn't. And in fact, just 16 years after the creation of the Federal Reserve, what did we have? We had the largest crash in U.S. history, leading to the deepest depression of the 20th century. So, and interestingly enough, there's this rumor going around that the Fed has.
Yeah, we're going to come back. Hang on, Bill. We're going to be right back right after the break. Stay tuned, you guys, and hear the rest of the story.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.